This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
From Hollywood to you.
Thank you for listening to us.
Ryan Seacrest.
On air
with Ryan Seacrest.
Well, Sissy, I don't even know where we start with your weekend.
It wasn't that intense. For a Coachella weekend, usually I'm there all 3 days. But the fact that I just went out for the one day.
Your intensity bar is relative, right? I mean, so you went out there for one day to see.
No, it's not relative.
No,
she goes hard.
Relative, you commit. If you're there, you're going to go.
Well, I know what it is. Sissany has that thing where, like, she's got windows where she can be the old Sissany, you know, and then she got windows where she's got to be, like, the responsible Sissany. And so you got to cram it all in. You got to squeeze it in. You got to just get everything out.
To an extent, right? Sure.
Yeah. But, well, to your extent. What Tanya's saying is you have an extent to your extent.
Yeah.
Old Sissany without kids is, like, a different version, but I'm still, like, the same Sissany even with the kids.
Well, glad to have everybody back here. Tanya, you have a nice weekend?
I did have a nice weekend. It was one of my best friend's birthdays, so we all spent the whole weekend together, and I really went hard.
Oh, so it was like you did? Wow.
Yeah.
All right. And it was a two-nighter? You guys did
two nights together? Yeah, we did a full weekend, and it was very fun.
Was it here, local?
It was not local.
Oh, you went somewhere?
Yes.
Where?
We partied.
Okay, well... We have to name that city? You didn't go to Coachella.
No, we didn't go to... So my girlfriend is filming a movie in New York, and so we went to New York to celebrate. I haven't seen her in two months.
That's a big back and forth. I know that trip, the quick trip, that can really set you off when it comes to the time zones.
Yeah.
That three-hour time zone thing, people, that's no big deal. It's a big deal. Mm-hmm. Like, jet lag from East to West Coast is a big deal.
It is a big deal.
I don't know. I really don't get jet lagged.
What kind of reindeer games are you guys playing in the back room this morning?
You know what Taylor Swift says, jet lag is a state of mind.
Yeah, I think so, too.
I know. Hold on. One second. I can just see mouths open back there.
I don't know what's going on? Mariana and Colette were just going, I don't know what they're talking
debriefing?
About. They're debriefing.
You're debriefing on your weekend? Well, do we not get to be a part of it?
Oh, okay. Yeah, you know what? Let's bring you a part of it.
Ooh,
okay.
Juicy.
Oh,
that's so kind of you.
On our podcast, Backroom Besties, on Friday, we got Mariana a Hinge account. So
major.
We were going through.
That's why she's smiling so big.
We were
right
going.
Now?
She's literally. She has not checked the notifications all weekend. It's insane, Ryan. She has so many.
Some traffic.
Like
I don't even know how to work the app.
It's like she has not responded or opened any of them, and it's like 60s, 70s, hundreds of notifications.
Are you playing the game? Are you playing the game with the Hinge?
Are you like, playing?
I need to see your account.
She can't hear. Sorry, we're sharing headphones.
She can't hear. We can't afford another pair of headphones.
We're a mess.
There, huh?
Turn them upside down. And then yeah. You guys can both.
Okay, so
yeah, but don't get feedback into the microphone.
Oh my god, and poor Michaela's like trying to do her job.
Oh, wait, you guys are all studying broadcasting, right? Here's an interesting trick. When you're one set of headphones shy, you put one on the ear, flip that out, but don't get it to the mic where it'll cause feedback to the audience.
Yeah. Learning the real stuff.
Wow, love right.
Yeah, that's the big stuff. They don't teach you that in college. Well, all right. Anyway, Mariana, are you playing games with Hinge now?
I guess so, yeah. Me and Colette.
You're blown off the app.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I haven't responded back to anyone yet, but there's a lot of comments and a lot of DMs. I don't know what you call these things.
messages.
Listen to Backroom Besties on the iHeartRadio app or a very good podcast for the more in-depth one.
In-depth.
Yeah. All right, partly sunny, highs around 70, getting warmer as the week goes on. We are back paying your bills on this Monday, which is good news. $1,000 every hour, your morning hack. If you have a job where you get tips, I'll tell you the best and worst days of the week for tipping. Maybe you know this already, but something to be aware of. And Ryan's Roses, that's at 7:40. And Bruno Mars tickets for you. All right, Sisney, what happened overnight?
Well, Justin Bieber was a surprise guest last night at Coachella, joining Tems and WizKid to perform Essence. And Will Smith popped up during J Balvin's set to perform Men in Black. The Lakers claimed the 8th seed in the Western Conference with a win yesterday. They will play New Orleans tomorrow in a play-in game. The Clippers are the 4th seed and begin the playoffs against Dallas. And Civil War topped the box office over the weekend, opening with $25.7 million. And that's what happened overnight.
All right, today taxes are due. Maybe you're driving back from the desert this morning, catching us after Coachella weekend one, a drive that Sissany just recently took.
Yeah.
All right, so how's our week going to shape up? I think you have the horoscopes for the week. If you pay attention to the star, something's happening after the eclipse, by the way. Something's a little different after the eclipse, so maybe you're feeling that. Are you feeling something?
It's the sore eyes.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's get into our horoscopes. How's your week shaping up, starting with Aries?
We're going to kick it off with Aries. Don't let fear hold you back any longer. You'll be more disappointed if you don't try. Your week is a 7.8.
Taurus, water needs a little time to heat before it boils, and you are very close to your boiling point. Your week is an 8.4.
Gemini, in order to bring people together, you need to find a common interest. Let that be your guiding light. Your week is a 6.9.
Cancer, let the light shine into every area of your life and it will pour right out of you. Your week is an 8.0.
Leo, you will find your answers in the darkness. Don't be afraid of it. Your week is an 8.9.
Virgo, productive is your energy this week. Check off that to-do list at work and at home. Your week is a 9.4.
Libra, you crave routine, but this week it's time to break the mold. Have every single day be different. Your week is a 7.5.
Scorpio, the stinger is coming out this week and you are ready to take names. Watch out. Your week is an 8.7.
Sagittarius, you build going brick by brick, and that's how your life is right now. One more piece will fall into place this week. Your week is 8.6.
Capricorn, you've been seeking an answer that you might not get this week. Trust it will all fall into place. Your week is an 8.8.
Aquarius, do you get where you need to be faster by swimming, running, or riding a bike? Pick your mode and then get moving. Your week is a 7.4.
And Pisces, try to see the problem in your life from a third-party perspective. This will help find your solution. Your week is a 9.0.
All right, I'll take my 8.8. Thank you very much for the stars and the horoscopes there. If you have a job where you get tips, best day for tipping, worst day for tipping. People tip differently depending on the day of the week. This is what I learned. Tell me if it's true or not. Reach out to us here. What do you think the best day for tipping is, the worst day? They say the best day for tipping, Saturday. Moods are high, a lot of work. Best tipping day, Saturday. Worst tipping day is the next day, Sunday. Is it because they tip so much on Saturday?
I was thinking Friday was going to be a big tip day because people get paid on Fridays.
I think Saturday's a little bigger because they're not even, well, they've got the paycheck and they also have a sleep in.
Mm-hmm,
so they got a little bit more rest. So if you're at Sunday brunch, I guess that is not a good tip.
Yeah, because you have Sunday scaries.
What's that? Oh, Sunday scaries for the next day, Monday.
Yeah.
Or you're budgeting for the week. You're like, I already know that I have to buy like groceries later, that. And so
and Monday starts the week. All right. Today's quote. Moving on and letting go are two different things. A lot of people move on without letting go, and I think we know who we are.
KISS FM headlines with Sissany.
Well, the highly anticipated reunion of Gwen Stefani with No Doubt, accompanied by surprise guest Olivia Rodrigo, definitely stole the spotlight this weekend at Coachella. And Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce did make it out to the desert for Ice Spice's performance. President Biden has approved California's request for a major disaster declaration to support recovery efforts from recent storms. LA County health officials issued an exposure warning this weekend after a traveler with measles visited Universal Studios and several other locations in the county between March 30th and April 1st. Dua Lipa will be pulling double duty on May 4th for Saturday Night Live. She will be the host and the musical guest.
On Air with Ryan Seacrest.
So Ryan's rose is on the way. So they're married, and she thinks he lied. He said he had to go to San Francisco up north for a work thing. Turns out she tracked him in Las Vegas. The ex-girlfriend of his lives in Vegas. She thinks that he went to hook up with the ex-girlfriend.
Wow.
That's what she thinks. So let's find out if that's true. First, a little advice, everybody. In Kate, go ahead. You're on with us.
Hi, Ryan. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Kate. How can we help you about your boyfriend?
Yeah. So we've been together for like over a year now, which is awesome. And sort of like maybe like four-ish months ago, we became like official and stuff. Anyway, it's sort of besides the point. But basically, a week ago, my boyfriend was running late to a date we had. And so he shared his ETA with me. But it was like only for an hour, like that he's sharing his location right with me. So yeah, so I was looking at my Find My Friends, and then like later on, like the next day, when I saw his location went away, it just sort of like rubbed me the wrong way, because I finally was like, okay, hey, why didn't you just share it with me permanently? Sort of casually, but then it turned into this huge fight, and he kept saying he wanted his privacy. So I don't think it's a big deal, but what do I do? Who's right? Sort of thing.
Well, I think it's a big deal. Tanya, what do you think?
Why does he want privacy?
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, yeah, what's the point in that? Like, what are you doing that you don't want me to know about, you know?
I just think some people don't like my fiance doesn't like it. He's like, I don't need to see where you are. We talk all day. I know where you are. Like, I don't need to see it, but I want to see where he is. True. So it's
okay. I agree. I don't need to see everything either. It'll just get in my head.
It's not about it in your head.
It's not about seeing everything and where you are all day. It's the convenience of, like she said, running late to the date or whatever, or that it just kind of like saves a phone call sometimes.
Or a text message.
Exactly.
Yeah, legit. And like, it's sort of corny, but sometimes like with my friends, I'll just check in on them. I'm like, oh, that's cute. They're at the beach or whatever. And so like, it'd be fun to do that with him too.
Well, here's the thing though, Kate. If it bothers you, it bothers you. And so we need to deal with what bothers you. Maybe you let it ride for a minute, but at some point, if this is still going to get into your head, then that's an issue, right?
It would be a major issue for me. Red flag.
Yeah, because like the fact that he's not doing it, like, my fiance doesn't care and doesn't think he doesn't see the point of it, but he still does it. He still shares it with me because it matters to me. So I feel like you should dig into that.
We do love these issues and we all sort of vary, but I always go back to, if it's under your skin, it's under your skin. You got to get it out, right?
Yep.
Splinter. Is it about attachment styles, Tanya?
She could be insecurely attached, yeah. And he could be avoidant attached. Maybe take the quiz.
That'll solve it. All right. Very excited. We're going to go out. We're starting Orange County. Coming up, Ryan's Roses, by the way. Don't miss that. It's minutes out. But coming up on the 25th, on a Thursday, we're going to start off in Orange County, and we're going to work our way through L.A. into the Valley and celebrate along the way. Stops along the way.
Right.
Celebrating and thanking people just for listening to the show, right?
I'm rolling.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're rolling. I don't know where that... Here it is. That's my favorite part there.
Yeah.
We are stopping all over the place, and we're going to stop at Malik Books. We met Malik during the pandemic. He's got two locations, Crenshaw Mall, Baldwin Hills, Westfield Mall, Culver City. And we got to know him and kind of struck up a great relationship with him. And so we're coming to visit him. He's on the line here at Malik Books in Culver City. On the 25th, Malik, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm doing amazing. Thanks for having me on. Gosh.
Listen, Malik, congratulations. I know it's been a minute. Congratulations, though, on all the continued success of the stores and the success of Malik's Bookshelf podcast.
That's right.
amazing. Coming up on 100 episodes. Man, I'm so excited. I never saw myself being a podcaster. I love it. I've interviewed Terry Crews, Spike Lee, Common, so many others, Trevor Brown. It's so many. I'm in the 90s, so I'm about to hit that 100. I'm going to be excited. I don't know what the title is going to be, but it's coming soon.
Now you see why we're going to visit him in person. He's become a friend. We met him during COVID. Yep. He's got this energy that just lifts you up.
That's right.
Not to mention a very important bookstore in two locations. And so, Malik, we're coming. We're going to be there in person in Culver City on April 25th.
And we're excited. We're going to be giving out gift cards. They're going to meet Ryan Seacrest. They're going to meet Malik, the hype man of books. I've been nicknamed that because of my passion. I'm running with it now. I'm leading with it now. I'm saying it on the podcast. I'm doing events inside the store, and I'm letting them know this is Malik, the hype man of books. We're giving away those, what I believe, 102 gift cards when you come to Malik Books, and I'm excited, but I'm going to tell you about this great opportunity also, Ryan. I wish your book was coming, was already out, because we just would feature that, but it ain't out until late this year, right?
Well, late one year. So which one are we going
to
feature?
I'm going to tell you right now what's going on, because I know we're giving away those gift cards, and by the time April 25th, I'm going to have something that I definitely want to share as well. But this next Saturday and Sunday at Los Angeles Times, at USC, the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books, listen, we've been honored to be the children's bookseller for the main state. I got about 30 authors I got to host. Not to mention Malik Books got his bookmobile going to be out there. And about another 16, we hosting books like Tiffany Haddish, Michael Harriet, Dr. Muriel Bouquet, Kim Johnson, Morgan Parker. And on the children's stage, that's what Tiffany Haddish is going to be speaking, as well as Todd Parr, Michelle Cookson, Blippi. You everybody know Blippi?
Blippi!
Coco Melon?
What?
He going to be on the stage.
I can't wait. I can't wait to get down there, Malik. Oh, my gosh. Do you see why we got him a podcast? All right, so it's Malik Books, all right? You got to know, Culver City, that's where we're going, April 25th. We'll be there about 3:15. We got gift cards to give away for Malik Books, and we've also got $1,000. You're going to pay your bills, but please, if you're in the neighborhood, come see us. Malik, big hugs, and I can't wait to be there standing next to you.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Ron. I'm excited. Come through, community. You're going to meet Malik. You're going to meet Ryan Seacrest on April 25th at Malik Books in the Westfield Culver City Mall. Come through.
I love you. See you, buddy.
Thank you.
It's going to be so fun. All the details of that tour up at kissfm.com. Time for Ryan's Roses on Kiss. All right, back room, do we have everything lined up?
Yep, ready to go.
Okay. Dear Ryan and Sisney, my husband said he was going to San Francisco for a work conference, but when he texted me, it said he was in Vegas. He insists he was in San Francisco, but I'm freaking out because his ex lives in Vegas.
Oh.
According to her Instagram, she's recently single. This is from Kayla. Kayla in Anaheim, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, wow. So you think that your husband, is not going to San Francisco, but going to Vegas? What do you think?
That's what his phone said to me. I don't think that it could change location. I don't know.
What's up with your marriage that you go there to think that your husband's cheating?
There's an ex of his who lives in Vegas, and it just seemed too weird that he told me he was going to be in San Francisco, and then his phone, the location on his phone said Las Vegas, and that he lied to me about it.
And what do you make of his ex being single now? I mean, that's playing into this too, right?
Oh, definitely. I mean, also her name is Robin with a Y. I just definitely don't trust her. Plus, she cheated on him in their last relationship. I just feel like once a cheater, always a cheater.
Why do you not trust Robin with a Y? Is there something I don't know about Robin names?
Nothing in particular, but just vibe-wise, I think I don't trust Robin with a Y.
Oh, all right. Interesting story here. Kayla in Anaheim says that her husband was going to San Francisco for a work conference, but he texted and turns out he was in Las Vegas. Now, problem with Las Vegas is it's not San Francisco. Why did he say San Francisco when he's in Vegas? The other problem is his ex lives in Vegas and she's recently single. And then Kayla says she doesn't trust anybody named Robin with a Y. So that's why we're here. That's your policy. Okay.
Okay.
Kayla, I need you to say, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then your husband's name. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
We're going to do that now and see if we can find out. Be very quiet. Let's see if he's thinking about you or Robin or anybody else. Okay. Good luck.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Raul, please?
Yeah, this is Raul.
Hi there, my name is Bianca. I'm calling from the Magic Florist. How are you doing this morning?
Fine, I guess.
Great. You know, we're a flower shop delivering in Anaheim and surrounding cities, and the reason for this phone call is just a promotional thing that we're doing for local residents. It's a free dozen red roses that you can send to anybody that you'd like. They are free. I don't need cash. I don't need any info from you. We're just trying to promote our business.
I don't really have time for this right now. Sorry.
We can be done in 1 minute. Just start with the name of the person you want to send the free flowers to.
Okay. Send them to my wife. Her name is Kayla.
Okay. And what would you like to put on the card?
I don't know. Just put thinking of you. Look, I really have to go. I'm sorry.
Well, Raul, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. I just want to let you know that your wife, Kayla, is on the phone. My name is Ryan, and we just have a quick question for you. Do you have a second?
Wait, are you serious?
Yes, sir. Say hi, Kayla.
Hey, why would you lie to me about being in San Francisco? I know you were in Vegas. Were you with Robin?
That was the question.
Oh, okay. Maybe no. I have not seen or talked to Robin in literally years.
Okay, but okay, Vegas or San Francisco? That's what we're trying to find out.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm sorry. Do we have to do this on the radio?
Can you just tell us right now? I swear to God.
Okay, look, it was Pug's bachelor party.
But why wouldn't you just tell your wife that?
I knew you wouldn't approve, so I didn't tell you. I don't know.
No, you lied to me.
I mean, technically, yes, but I'm not.
Well, technically, you did.
God.
But Raul, did you see Robin in Vegas? Just tell us that. I know you said you haven't been in contact, but was she around?
No, I have not seen Robin in years.
Anything you wouldn't have wanted Kayla to see or hear while you're in Vegas at Pug's bachelor party?
I mean, there were strippers there, I guess.
Hmm.
What?
You guess there were, or they were there? See, but
I'm
not telling the truth.
Yeah.
Another reason why I didn't tell you. I didn't want to be that one guy that can't go to Pug's bachelor party because his wife has, like, a thing about strippers, so I didn't tell you about it.
Okay. When you get home, I want to hear every single detail about what happened that weekend, if there were any lap dances or private rooms or anything, okay? And then we're going to figure out if we can get past this.
What do you mean get past? Babe, it was a bachelor party. It's not a big deal. Guys go to them all the time. I don't see what the issue is.
Not my husband, like, lied to me.
Yeah, if you guys are not a place where, Raul, you can tell the truth to your wife, that's a real rooted issue here.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real problem. And then you act like it's no big deal. It's a big deal. All right, well, good luck on this one, Kayla. Raul, is the guy's name Pug?
It's my friend. His name is Pete, but we call him Pug. Long story.
No time for that one.
That's funny right now?
I didn't think it's so funny.
Honestly, like, I don't really like him.
Who, Pug?
No.
Raul?
Yeah.
See, you don't have to whisper to the guy. He was right there on the phone.
Yeah,
he could
hear
you. Like, when you say it softly, it's still there.
Right.
Would you say you didn't like him?
I didn't like his attitude.
Yeah. He thought it was still all funny, right?
Yeah, and so gaslighty.
Well, Tanya cast her vote. She didn't like him, Raul.
No.
Kayla and Raul married. So Raul was supposed to go to San Francisco. He lied. He didn't. He had to go to a bachelor party in Vegas. She caught him. He said, I want to tell you because I don't want to, you know, be the guy or the wife that wouldn't let him go to a bachelor party. Turns out, he says, anytime somebody says there were strippers, I guess. They're lying.
Well, he's lying about the whole thing.
He's lying about the whole thing. Like, I guess. Right. Well, were there or weren't there? He said there were strippers, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then he started laughing. And then Tanya said very softly,
I don't like you.
You can say it loudly now so we can hear
you. Oh, you're right. I said, I don't like you.
Like your attitude. He seemed to think it was fine. Look, babe, nothing happened. I just lied to you about where I went. Well, that's the issue.
Yeah.
If you're in a place where you're lying so conveniently about something like that, then this is going to not work.
Yeah, he's probably lying about multiple things. What and else look, has maybe, he not told like, her?
The thing is, maybe she made it so uncomfortable and to the point where he felt like he needed to lie, which is a communication thing where like the two of them, he should feel like he could go to her to say, I want to go to this bachelor party. Like maybe there is this issue that we don't know, but the fact that he lied and the way that he did it and his attitude was just so like, ugh.
Well, Nicole, you're on the line here. Thank you for listening to us in Huntington Park. What did you think of that dude, Raul?
Okay, so he's not cheating, but he's definitely a liar, and he clearly does not respect his wife, and that is the real issue. Totally.
Yeah, that's the thing, the lack of respect.
I mean, honestly, well said, Nicole. I'm going to be Caleb for a second. Kind of don't care. I mean, mm-hmm. I do care, but I kind of don't care what happened in Vegas. The fact is that you lied to me. You don't think it's a big deal.
Exactly.
You don't respect our relationship. You don't respect the loyalty, the trust. I'm out. Like, I'm out. I don't really need to know. Sure, it's going to make matters worse, but I don't really need to know if something bad happened in Vegas because it's all bad already.
Yep, bad.
And you disrespect me, and maybe you've been doing this for a long time. By the way, maybe she has been disrespected for a long time, and this is the nail in the coffin to say, camel, straw, and back. I'm out.
Yeah.
But she does want to know what happened in Vegas. She just said, she's like, when we get home, I'm going to know.
But I'm saying it's just
going to
make it fine, find out. But it doesn't even matter. It's already the issue. Nicole, thanks for listening. You know what happens on Ryan's Roses, I find. Right now, some people who thought they were having some problems in their relationship are relieved.
That's true.
Like, it's not so bad after hearing that.
Exactly.
Right? Like, there's relief in Ryan's Roses for others.
Right.
Somebody's got a little bit worse right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we were there in some ways. I mean, I was at Coachella. When I say I was at Coachella, I was watching Instagram.
Yeah, same.
And felt like I was at Coachella. I saw Will Smith come out. I saw Justin Bieber dancing with Thames.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it. I saw it all. But I wasn't there. But I was, you kind of are thrust into it when you see, the post,
well,
right?
And even if you're not there, the stream, we watched the stream last night, and it was great.
Yep.
What was your takeaway, Sisney, from your presence there at the weekend?
Well, the 6 hours that I was there was
it that fast?
It was a new experience for me because I usually go like the whole weekend. And so the fact that we rolled in at 6 and we're out by 11, you know.
That's so adult.
It really, really was, right? But I obviously, no doubt, highlight great, but we watched Sublime, and Sublime was something that, like, for me, like growing up in Orange County, like, Sublime's music has just been in my orbit almost, it feels like my entire life. And so to watch his son, Bradley's son, sing all of his songs at the same age that Bradley was when he passed away was crazy. And he sounds exactly like him. It was really, really cool.
Well, Ronnie Henry was also there. Ronnie, I was there on IG watching it all go down. You should be happy because you're the digital content manager, and I was taking in all I was consuming.
Me too.
I was trying to post as much as I could. Honestly, I think I was doing the most this weekend, but it
you're
was
a
so
machine.
Much fun to get everything out.
Okay, now just I want to get to your spotting of Taylor and Travis at Coachella.
Yes, that was so crazy. Honestly. Because you guys know when I predicted that she will probably be there, I didn't think she was going to perform, but I did feel like she was going to watch her friend Bleachers and Ice Spice. So where I saw her was Ice Spice. So I'm just here in the crowd ready to watch Ice Spice, and all you hear is screaming. Everyone is screaming. Everyone is screaming. And I just knew. I'm like, yeah, she's
here. But now it looked to me like they were literally, I saw them come out on Instagram, side stage or something. And then they looked like they were in the middle of everybody that was watching the show.
Yeah, did people leave them alone?
Yeah, were they just in this sea of people?
yeah, they were in a sea of people, basically, like, no one was really bothering them. Of course, everyone was recording them both.
Yeah, I saw that too.
But no one was, like, going up to her and asking for pictures. But, yeah, they came out right in the crowd.
That blows my mind.
I love it.
I do, too. And yeah. I think they were, weren't they making out? I thought I saw them making out in front of everybody, too.
Yeah.
Yes, they were kissing. It was really, honestly, so cute. Think, and they were, like okay, dancing.
I want to go back for a second. Ronnie Henry, digital content guy from KISS, and he's on his way back. And you sound great. So you got some rest, it sounds like. He was there covering it all.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
He's just like 27.
No, I literally slept like 1 hour.
That young youth.
So Taylor and Travis, they go to Sushi Park. I mean, I follow the whole thing.
Yeah.
They go to Sushi Park the night before, which is in a shopping center up on Sunset Boulevard.
Right.
Where apparently all the stars go.
Yeah, like, yeah. Kylie goes there all the time.
You wouldn't even know it's there. It's tucked in a corner.
Exactly.
Sushi Park is the name of it. On Sunset Boulevard. So they're there. So I'm thinking, oh, well, when are they going to Coachella? Well, sure enough, then they go. I don't know if they stayed in L.A. that night or they went out later, but they were in L.A. Friday, right? And then Saturday, out there at Coachella with Ronnie Henry. Ronnie, so Billie Eilish joined Lana Del Rey on the main stage, right?
Yeah, she did. I was so shocked. And honestly, you know what's funny? I don't know if you were able to catch it on the stream for anyone that was watching the stream, but you could hear like someone on Lana's team, I guess their mic was left on, so all the lights went dark. And then someone was like, is this Billie? And you could hear it on the mic. So people were all screaming because they were like, oh my goodness, Billie Eilish was coming out.
That's so funny.
So
yeah,
also,
I kind of like spoiled it.
Justin Bieber was on stage with Thames. I saw Travis Kelce's hat. I saw Taylor's hat. I saw Justin's hat. Are the flimsy structured hats now what I should be wearing? Because I'm wearing a very formed black hat right now. Do I need a flimsy hat with a strap in the back?
Yes, you need the flimsy hat. I feel like the structured hats are just not in that much anymore. People like the flimsy, more relaxed look.
Well, I love to like just sit in the pocket of not in. You know what I mean? Like that's kind of my vibe.
Yeah, adjacent.
We have to right head for these hats. Yeah,
I'm
cuspy.
I'm in post office. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like just adjacent, just right there, almost but not quite.
Right.
If I go in, I would shock you guys too much.
You right.
Stay outside.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Outside of in. All right, Ronnie, anything else that we missed you wanted to highlight since you were there all weekend at Coachella?
I also, I don't know if you guys saw Rihanna was there, which was amazing. I didn't expect her to be there. She didn't come out and perform, but her boyfriend, A$AP Rocky, he popped up a lot and was performing everywhere. So that was awesome.
That's cool.
Do you just, like, literally when we hang up, do you pinch yourself and go, this is my job? They pay me for this?
Yeah, I really cannot believe it. I'm like, this is crazy that I just get to be here and experience live music and get to post about it. It's honestly so much fun.
Oh.
Well, thanks for the enthusiasm and the report. Ronnie Henry.
Yay.
Where are you right now? Give me your geography.
You know, honestly, I'm still pretty far from work because I'm coming into the office right now. I still have to work today. I just passed Morongo.
Oh, far. Do you want to hear about Morongo? I know all the deals. Mark, where's the copy?
Oh,
throw that
man.
Up there. I can tell you all about Morongo.
You're Morongo. You like barely left the desert. Like you're still there.
Oh, yeah. I'm still here in traffic.
And you're going to sit in all that traffic.
Ronnie, Morongo has got the good times, and they're waiting for you. So get cracking to the marketplace and grab a special on the crab legs there. You can add on a pound and a quarter for less than $20, but you got to get to work, so don't stop for the crab legs.
No, I'm not. I'll be right there.
Yeah. See you soon. Ronnie Henry, thanks, buddy.
I'll be right there.
Morongo, good times. Good times.
Oh, what a kid. I have so many questions about the inner workings of that Taylor and Travis in the crowd.
They just did it. They just went out there. I loved it.
I know, but they must have had bodyguards somewhere, but they were just blending in.
I think they probably have eyes.
Yeah.
Those people have eyes on them.
Like she went to Barney's Beanery and there was like bodyguards outside. Yeah.
All right, coming up, tickets to go see Bruno Mars at the new Intuit Dome in August. Good Monday. Oh, Tubbs coming in with the hot tea.
Tubbsies.
Wow, thank you.
I'm having tea today, too. Mm. Cheers.
I had all my coffee. I can't have any more at this hour. Very excited to get in here on this Monday morning, fully ready to go. Tanya and I were at Coachella. When I say it, I mean on Instagram.
Yes.
Because I caught the whole thing. It's like being there. You catch the whole thing.
Totally.
And then in the comfort of my Uggs. Tanya, thank you. Sisney, while you were at Coachella, which I want to get to here.
Yes.
Tani, thank you for inviting me to a hot Pilates class.
You're so welcome.
Did you go?
No. I couldn't.
Oh.
She threw the invites like, you want to go to a hot Pilates class in 45 minutes? She's
but
like, it's not far.
You've been saying you wanted to go.
Yeah, he's always saying spur of the moment. Just get me. I'm going to go.
What did I say?
I'll go next time.
That sounds like I'm never going to happen.
I just need a heads up on that one. Yeah. I mean, I don't even have a hot Pilates wear. What do I wear to hot Pilates?
Yeah.
Just like your normal shorts and tank.
And you need like all the gear, like your mat. And
did you and Robbie go together?
No, we did not go. I went solo.
Oh, so you didn't go either.
I went solo.
Oh, you did go.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that was our weekend. Sisney was out there. She's got, I mean, you've got a good solid Coachella streak. So what was the takeaway? I know you saw No Doubt.
Yes. And before that, Sublime was just incredible. But No Doubt, I think, really is what everyone is talking about. It had been like 9 years since they were together on the Coachella stage together. And so it was just a really, really cool moment to see all of that. And Gwen, I just bow down to Gwen Stefani.
Yeah.
Because she is incredible.
She's queen.
Imagine. Queen. Luke truly is. And then, of course, Olivia Rodrigo coming out with No Doubt is what everyone is talking about.
All right, let's play a little of that. But I still love to watch you. Olivia Rodrigo, Gwen Stefani there, Coachella over the weekend. Also, Billie Eilish joining Lana Del Rey and Justin Bieber on stage doing some squat dancing with Thames.
And I don't think anybody saw like Will Smith coming out with J Balvin last night because I was completely shocked.
I saw it. I saw it on Instagram.
No, I mean, we saw it, but we didn't see it coming.
Yeah. You know what's so interesting?
And I should have seen it coming because I saw my friend Sadeo there who works for him. And I was like, that should have been my connection.
Sadeo used to work for us, works for him. And that would have been, of course.
And I didn't even put two and two together. He was just like, I'm just here with my team. And I was like, oh, okay, cool.
My friend is married to J Balvin's manager. And she was posting all weekend. Like,
dropped the ball on this one.
I totally dropped it.
She was posting all weekend like, you guys aren't going to believe what's going to happen with J Balvin. Da, da, da. And so she was like teasing it. And then when I saw it, I was like, I never would have imagined that.
No,
she was right.
Not a million years.
Yeah. Did you get eyes? Did you get live eyes on Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce there?
No. I never got live eyes, but I met somebody who did, and she showed me a picture.
a lot of people did.
She wouldn't give me the picture. She was like, you can take a picture of my phone. I was like,
why wouldn't she give you the picture?
I don't know. It's like she didn't want a paper trail of her sending it to me, because I did say, like, oh, I want to post it on Kiss, and I think that's where she panicked.
Got you. Okay. Sketch. Okay, Bill here, LA's number one hit music station, 102.7 Kiss FM. That's what we do. Sisney, I forgot to mention earlier, I cannot go anywhere without running into your friends or Michael's friends from high school.
I know. It's so random. I was at Coachella when we got that picture, and I was like, oh, what are they up to?
Oh, yeah. I guess that. So we ran into, were they, so was someone that went to school with Michael, the husband?
Yes. Will and Ray both went to college with Michael.
College. All right. So.
Yes.
Anyway, I'm walking. I went to go get a burger for the table over the weekend. Yeah. I posted about it. And I walk in, and these four people are at a table at the burger spot, and they're like, hey, we were just talking about you. And I was like, well, keep going. What were you saying? You know, I had the dogs and everything. And she said, well, we know Sisney. I mean, that's the lead. That's always. Last time I was out in the wild, someone at the gas station came up to me and said, we know Sisney.
Yes, that was Eric and Jacqueline.
It's never, Ryan, nice to meet you. It's we know Sisney.
Well, and it's their connection with you. So then it's like, okay, it's like the icebreaker.
What about Ryan? You know, I love your dogs. No, we know Sisney. Anyway, then they said, we got to send Sisney this picture right now. And I start thinking, oh, she is not going to get this in the moment. I bet she's, you know, she's into the Coachella.
Yeah,
did you get it in the moment?
We got it in the moment. But yes, we were deep Coachella at that moment.
Anyway, they're very nice. Pleasure meeting them. And I'll be out this weekend again if you're Sisney's friends.
Say hi.
Okay, Tanya, the trending report, the answer you've been waiting for, the reaction you finally got.
Yes. So for the quick backstory, a contestant from Love is Blind this season, Chelsea Blackwell, said to a date who couldn't see her that she gets told a lot that she looks like Megan Fox. So this turned into a full-blown story.
How long has this story been going on? This has been a six-month story.
Yes, because it happened when the season first started. But we had never got a response from Megan Fox until now. So she was at Coachella over the weekend, and she did an interview with E! And she finally responded to all of this. She said, I've never had more people text me about something. Even other celebrities at Oscar parties were like, do you watch Love is Blind? And so she went on to say this part that really touched my heart. She said, I believe she's telling the truth, and I hope like she still has that sparkle in her eye. I hope the world didn't steal it from her. Mine died a long time ago from being bullied for 20 years. And I love the response so much because it was like, to me, this headline just didn't go away. So the fact that every one of her friends was like inundating her with questions, but also that she really had Chelsea's back. She was like, I believe her. And I hope that the world didn't steal the sparkle out of her eye because of the, you know, all the bullying that went on. And that broke my heart because I feel like, you know, Megan Fox struggles a lot. And I think we just see her as this beautiful being. But I think she has these deep, deep insecurities inside.
Well, that is an assumption. She's deep insecurity.
She's talked about it before publicly. She did call her daddy.
But I think it's true. You see people, they're in the spotlight. They have a certain vibe about them. You think, well, no problems.
Yeah.
No problems.
No.
What I picked up on there was the Oscar nominees or Oscar actors.
Oscar
watching
parties.
Love is Blind.
Yes.
I don't think we hear them talking about that much.
Yeah. The fact that she was at these like major Oscar parties and people were asking if she watched Love is Blind is so funny to me.
Thanks for listening to On Air with Ryan Seacrest. Make sure to subscribe and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.